From deep powder in winter to a snowpack that lasts into summer, the Tetons offer an ideal proving ground for athletes. But in the mountains, the stakes are high. Skier and climber Jesse Stover sits down with two of his rescuers to talk about the day that one slip turned a perfect adventure into a death-defying fall. Rebecca Huntington reports.
June 4th, 2011, it was just an amazing, huge snow year.
That's Jesse Stover. He'd been climbing and skiing in the Tetons since the 1990s. Even as green grass carpeted the valley, Stover had his eye on Tiwanat, a peak in Grand Teton National Park.
This was the day. It was like the perfect day.
The snow was smooth and frozen, reaching from Tiwanat's summit at more than 12,000 feet all the way to the valley floor. Stover and two friends started up the mountain at 4 a.m. When the pitch steepened, they put their skis on their packs and started hiking with crampons, pointy metal cleats that attach to a climber's boots to give them traction on hard snow.
I was in the narrows on the upper east face, and that's a feature that's kind of the black hole of Tiwanat, I guess. That's where a lot of accidents have begun.
His friend asked if Stover wanted to go first.
I said, sure, I'll go around it. I took a step to the side, and that's when I slipped. I had an ice axe in my right hand, and I had a ski pole that has an ice axe grip on it called a whippet in my left hand, and I immediately went down onto both sharp points, and I just remember looking at my friend and just, you know, the sound of Gore-Tex on ice, and my left crampon caught, and I flipped over backwards and proceeded to do probably 10 to 15 full layout backflips. On the first flip, I felt my leg break.
Stover says he could feel his leg break each time he flipped down the mountain.
I had dislocated my right shoulder where my ice axe was, and I still had one crampon on my broken leg. My leg got hung up on some chunks, and my leg was turned around inside out and backwards. It was incredibly painful. And as soon as I freed the crampon from that, I started sliding again.
Stover managed to use his broken leg to stop before he went over a cliff. He suffered other injuries too.
The big long slide was on sharp snow really rough. It basically like shredded all my clothes off my body. The main thing I can remember is just saying, you got to get that helicopter here because I'm dying.
Luckily, there was another ski party on the mountain that day that rushed to his aid because Stover's partners were now 2,000 feet above him and couldn't get to him quickly. Grand Teton climbing ranger Philip Edmonds was also contacted to help with the rescue. He arrived and directed people to take a rescue platform out of the way of avalanches.
We're right in that runnel where everything's shedding, so it was not quite a burning building, but it was going to be very soon.
As Edmonds and others were digging, A.J. Wheeler, an ER doctor and volunteer on Teton County's search and rescue team, was meeting a county-contracted helicopter that would help with the rescue. He was also getting an update from one of the skiers helping Stover.
And he said, you know, I'm really worried. We've been here for several hours, and I've tried everything I can to try and stop the bleeding from Jesse's leg, and it's just not working. We just put on a improvised tourniquet. And so when you hear that, as a medical provider, the clock starts ticking.
Saving Stover's life and limb meant getting him off the mountain as fast as possible. So Wheeler clipped into a rope dangling more than 100 feet below the helicopter, which dropped him and a litter off on the snow platform that responders had been digging.
Really, the thing that was probably I was most nervous about the entire day was making that first landing going in and not having happened to me what happened to Jesse and slip.
Still conscious, Stover was worried too.
The worst part of being a victim is when you're sitting there helpless and you can see and hear what's going on. I don't know, I just know I'm putting everybody else at risk.
But he knew he'd die without the help.
So I was kind of on the way out, and I was really happy to see that helicopter.
Edmund says risk comes with the territory.
It could have been me, and I don't think you should have any remorse over putting us in that situation. We do it every day for you, and I'm sure you do this, make the same sacrifices for us.
They eventually helicoptered Stover off the mountain to an ambulance waiting below.
It was a beautiful flight. I'm sure you didn't.
I just remember being so cold and shivering so hard, and we flew like 2 minutes, not even, and it was like being dipped into bathwater. It was so warm in the valley. I just remember the change in the air temperature and being like, oh, I'm going to make it.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.